one of the manufacturers of windmills in this region. We will get new principals in both of our schools, and they will bring out amazing academic change.
You need a sign that says, give me your prediction.
In the year of 2010, the hippies will continue their cultural revolution and continue to take over. They will pour out into the streets and spread flowers and goodwill to all that pass by. And Antioch College will hopefully make some progress, and I don't know what else. Maybe aliens will visit us again.
Short Street will go away, and there'll be a major fight to make it a park, and that will actually happen.
The temperatures will rise, and the price of housing will decline.
Okay, so 2010, I think, will be a fresh start. It's a new decade. You know, we're done with the Bush era of the 2000s, whatever, and we're starting over with hope this time.
I think we're on the upswing. People are being more optimistic and not giving in to, you know, being depressed and economically and mentally. So
Dan Young will annex Yellow Springs and will all become part of Young's corporation. That's definitely likely. You know, because we'll have a major shortfall. We'll have a major shortfall in tax revenue, and the only solution will be for Young's to take over the world, which it already is. So your kids will be happy. Because they'll have ice cream for breakfast.
It seemed like in 2009 we were focusing on some of the investments that we had lost and how to regain those investments, specifically with Antioch College, and then also with the Morgan families closing up their business and changing that business, and, you know, NCR moving from Dayton. So I don't know. It seems to me that a lot of people are trying to focus on how to attract investments here into town through the arts and through creative businesses, through green building and whatever. So I'm hoping that's what 2010 is about, and then that we manifest that by at least by 2012.
Do you have any wild speculations or serious ruminations about what will happen in the village in 2010?
Oh yeah, we're due for another big smash up on Senior Avenue automobiles.
So,
I think it's been 2 years, so that's plenty. Somebody will be speeding through town high. And let's see, what other excitement are we going to have? Tom's Market's going to have to repave. No question about that. Get that in there. Let me see what else we're having here. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a very, very hot summer this summer, because we've had two cold summers in a row. We're going to have a famous person move into our city, our town. Don't know who yet, but another famous person to go along with all the famous people that we've got. Mark will retune his piano, I hope. Let's see what else. Oh, they'll repaint the inside of the Emporium, right?
What color?
I don't know. What color do you think they'd paint? Right now, what they got on there is kind of pukey. Are you saying, is this being recorded? They'll have my butt for this.
Do you think Bambi is going to retire?
Oh, not a chance.
Not a chance. Bambi is not going to retire this year.
I have a prediction.
Dave Chappelle will host his own new internet-based talk show.
Out of Yellowstone.
That should actually be good. There's a lot of talented people here.
Yeah.
And Dave's got that talent for conversation. I think he can bring in some good guests.
Probably. Yeah.
We'll still be playing. We'll
probably still be there, sitting at the piano.
Hey, you're going to be here.
They could speculate.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get that far from the piano.
The future doesn't exist.
I've led a relatively happy life because I've disciplined myself not to think about the future. My philosophy is just to savor every moment as much as I can.
Background music provided by Mark on the piano, Dave, vocals and guitar, in the Emporium's Underdog Cafe. Happy New Year, Yellow Springs. This is Brooke Bryan for YSNews.com.